Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie TPFL and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's May. It's the 19th of May. It's 2017. It's Friday. We have 14 baseball games to talk about here on tonight's slate. If you haven't checked out our sponsor, PlayDraft.com, make sure you guys check them out. Awesome contest. Me and my co-host, The Siege, are going to do a head-to-head here at the end. But if you guys haven't checked out PlayDraft, make sure you guys check them out. It's PlayDraft.com/grinders for 100% deposit bonus up to $600. I already mentioned it. You guys know it's Friday. My normal co-host for Fridays, The Siege. How you doing, my friend?
I hate chalk.
I hate it too. It's really tough to clean off carpets. I have to let my daughter play with it on tile floors or wood floors. I don't like chalk either.
So stupid. I did all the hard part right. I did all the hard thing right, and then stupid chalk just all let me down. All of it.
You get along with my HOA. They don't like chalk either. No smiles whatsoever. I'm trying.
You made fun of me. You're like, if Oakland scores 10 runs, I'm going to have a rough day and you should win all the money. Oakland's at 8. I'm not winning all the money. It's not fun. Not fun.
Yeah. I saw your expert survey, and I was like, man, he's on Oakland. That's not good. I text you immediately, and I'm like, well, if you're right about this one, I'm starting the Boston pitcher today because I hate the pitching on the slate. And, we know who did not have a good night tonight.
No, he's awful. He's not very good.
All right, well, we got some baseball games to talk about. We got 14. We have a lot to get through, so let's just jump right in here. We're going to start with Toronto at Baltimore, Aaron Sanchez against Chris Tillman. 9 total in this game. Some weather concerns towards the end of this game. We'll have to see what Kevin Roth thinks here on this game. Any interest here in Sanchez or Tillman?
No. Well, no. But I could see playing Tillman if the lineup for Toronto gets even worse because Cicciani's going on the DL, so I don't even know what the hell that means is next. But, yeah, their lineup's really bad. So, like, if you wanted to get cute, fine, but I won't go there.
Well, they'll get their DH back, right?
So they'll get smoke back, but I don't even know who's going to play the outfield. Like, they're down to freaking Carrera, Chris Coughlin, and Cicciani. Like, what's next?
The Pilar suspension is how many games?
2, so it's 1 more.
Yeah, so and this lineup is probably going to be really bad tomorrow. It's just, you
wrong
still
ballpark, have, it's wrong. It's the wrong everything other than the lineup is the worst one on the slate.
Yeah, you still have to get through, like, Baptista, Morales, and Smoke, and those guys are really warming up.
What lineup doesn't have 3 guys that you're worried about?
Oh, everyone. I don't disagree with that. Every lineup has 3 guys. And you get to the bottom of this order, it's gonna be ugly.
That's for sure.
Could you see them lifting the Pilar suspension since he took it so well?
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say it. Yeah. Baltimore starting to warm up. This is a pretty good spot here against Aaron Sanchez. Sanchez really, really good against righties and lefties as far as ground ball rate goes. Doesn't give up a bunch of home runs. It's a bad ballpark for Aaron Sanchez tonight.
Very bad ballpark for Aaron Sanchez. I don't really like the Baltimore stack a ton. I love Chris Davis. Profile matches, Sanchez struggles against lefties, and then you look at BVP, it confirms everything you would imagine. So Chris Davis with a C is one of the top plays on the board today.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Fly ball hitter, ground ball pitcher. Makes a lot of sense that Chris Davis is a guy that has good BVP, good batted ball profile here. So I definitely agree with you on Davis. I don't see myself really attacking the righties, right? Like, this is just not a great spot to attack the righties, but I don't want to play Aaron Sanchez here.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I think a Chris Davis one-off is perfectly viable for just being it. Seth Smith one-off, if you want to do that too. I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, what about the Toronto side? Anything standing out to you?
Morales one-off, but I can't imagine I'm going there, to be honest. Like, first base, as always, super deep. Maybe on a set we can play a bunch of them, but not on DraftKings or FanDuel.
Yeah, same goes with Smoke. Just first base is going to be so loaded, and we look at Tillman. He doesn't give up a bunch of hard contact. So I'm kind of with you. I think this nine total is a lot more to do with the teams than it does, you know, the home runs here.
I think it's the ballpark factors too, you know. Wind blowing out to right, it's going to be a hot day in Baltimore and humid. I think that has a lot of the factor to it as well.
Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Jeremy Hellickson against Trevor Williams. Hellickson, one of my favorite pitchers on the slate, so I'm interested to get your thoughts on him here.
Whoa!
Yes. You don't like Jeremy here?
I disagree more.
Oh, God. That's not good.
I think. Like, what? It's an 8.5 total in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the total's going to go down.
That should immediately just be like a red flag, and Pittsburgh's favored. And they have Trevor Williams on the mound. Like, that, talk about, like, red flags of red flags.
Yeah, you know, the total is always something I look at, but I couldn't disagree with Vegas more here. Jeremy
Hill is right, and you're wrong. It's right, and you're wrong.
No, like, you already need
to. Hellickson just gives up too much power. And, like, if the power alley is going to be boosted by wind, it's just.
8 mile an hour wind is not going to boost the baseball.
It's hot and humid in Pittsburgh.
Like, 77 is not hot and humid.
Compared to what Pittsburgh normally plays like?
The 77 is not hot and humid. I'm going to buy you a plane ticket. You're going to play golf with me tomorrow. And I'm going to show you hot and humid.
Florida hot and humid. But you know what they also do? They design the buildings to deal with that in Florida. And they have roofs. So the ball doesn't travel that well. Like in Pittsburgh, relative to what most days are in Pittsburgh, this is going to the ball is going to fly out relatively. The total matches it. Hellickson gives up a bunch of power, righties and lefties. No, he does not.
He does not give up power to righties. He's really good against righties. You can go look at it all you want. I'm looking at the stats in front of me right now. He does not give up a lot of hard contact to righties.
All I remember is every time I roster this guy, he kept giving up bombs to righties.
26% hard contact rate in the last 127 innings to righties.
Yeah, 18.8% home run to fly ball rate this year. And last year, it was 14.8. The guy can't keep the damn ball in the ballpark against right-handed bats.
He plays half of his games in Philadelphia. You have to factor that in as well. Ballpark.
Yeah, but he's been giving up home runs before that too. If I go back to 2015, it's the same story.
Yeah, same ballpark.
No, it wasn't.
When did he pitch with? I thought he pitched with the Rays in 2014.
That was 15. I thought he was all the way through 15. Now I'd have to go look.
You know, because, look at the matchups this year, though.
Oh, it's Arizona. Arizona, talk about another good hit.
Okay, I'm helping my case here.
That helps your case. I just don't think that, like, this is a spot I need to attack. Like, he's priced in the same tier as. Where the hell is he?
He's 7,100. He's super cheap.
Like I'm playing Carnes, Walker, Severino first.
He's faced Washington four times this year.
He's not favored against Trevor Williams, Stevie. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, opening lines tell you everything you need to know about Vegas. Everything.
No,
exactly. No, you know, challenging watch the line.
Vegas, like putting your foot down and saying Vegas is wrong is just never a winning philosophy. By the way, the total's already up to 9. Pass.
Betting this game right now.
Pass.
All right. Well, you don't have to like Hellickson. That's fine.
I'm a Hellickson guy. I recommend them all the damn time.
If you're a Hellickson guy, then you'd love this spot.
No, because it's not a good spot.
Weak lefties, bad righties.
The lefties aren't that bad. Josh Bell is decent.
Josh Bell's fine. There's 8 other headers in this lineup, not named Andrew McCutchen, that suck.
Well, 7, because I just established that Josh Bell doesn't suck.
John Jaso sucks. David Freese sucks. Cervelli sucks. Jordy Mercer sucks.
God. Twitter, please have fun. At StevieTPFL, as Hellickson is getting trashed. You know where to find him on Twitter. This is a mistake.
I'm definitely playing Hellickson in a queue tomorrow just because of all this.
Well, that's one team down. So if you're looking for some overlay, head over to the DraftKings, that $150 queue. One Ted team already. I might stack Pittsburgh.
There you go. I'm guessing no interest in Williams.
No.
Williams does suck. That's as far as Philly bats, anything stand out to you here?
Yeah, the lefties. Hopefully Saunders plays. Herrera, I want to play. I want to play Saunders. I want to play Freddy Galvis. Can I move up in the order a little bit, please? Like, hopefully Saunders can play. I was really excited to be able to talk about Saunders tonight, and then I saw he left the game with an injury, and I was not happy.
Yeah, I saw that today. I played him today against the lefty, and he got hurt. Williams has struggled with some home runs against righties, too. Aaron Althier is interesting, and if he bats in that three spot, he'd be a guy that I'd be looking at here in this lineup as well.
Broncos been playing a good bat. Like, Philly's interesting, and yet they're underdogs, which tells you everything you need to know.
All right, well, who do you like for Pittsburgh? Because obviously I don't like anybody.
It's a stack. You would just stack it and play the Vegas game. Like, Vegas is pretty much handing them a 4.6 run total.
New York at Tampa. Luis Severino against Erasmo Ramirez. Luis Severino is in a great spot here against Tampa. The strikeout upside is tremendous in this spot. I think he struck out a bunch in this game earlier this season already.
Yeah, Severino's in a good spot. And Erasmo Ramirez is in play. He's 4.3 on DraftKings. It lets you pay all the way up for sale and get your bats. Now, you know, we don't want to attack the Yankees for sure, but, you know, you don't need a ton of DraftKings points at 4.3K to make it worth it. So I think both pitchers in this game are firmly in play, depending on what your lineup construction is looking like.
I just don't you worry a little bit about the pitch count, Ramirez? A bullpen guy that's starting?
75. It's 4,300. I don't need 100 pitches.
I don't know.
He's got a history. It's not like he's got a history of starting.
No,
he's
I know that. He's been in and out of the bullpen and starting and all that stuff for the last, 2 years now. So, yeah, I get that. It's just I worry about the pitch count. I understand what you're saying. Anybody that's under 5K on DraftKings, 4,300, like, you know, you have to even at least consider these guys.
Yeah, right. It's not like I'm, like, desperately running to the door to play him. I just think he's fairly in play at that price.
All right, let's talk bats here. Tampa, or not Tampa, New York. I think you just continue to stack this team. Like, that's how you play these guys. I can't play one off for New York.
This is a fade for me. Just not touching the Yankees in this spot.
That's fair. I'm guessing nobody you like for Tampa?
No.
Yeah, Severino looks like the real deal. Guys pitching.
Wouldn't mind a lefty stack if you play a ton of Severino in Hedge Life, because if he gets beat, it's going to be by the lefty power bats.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hedge Life is a thing.
It's kind of a good spot to hedge, because if he gets pit, it's going to be the home runs, the lefties.
L.A. heading to New York, take on the Mets. Ricky Nolasco against Jacob the Goat. Any interest here in Nolasco?
No.
DeGrom?
And that was a not really combined with no. I was going to say not really, and then I kind of was just like, nah, I don't really need him.
Okay. Any interest in DeGrom?
Yeah, fair amount. This is kind of the first good spot he's been in for a while now, and I'm hoping people kind of go game log watching with him. He's had some tough matchups at Washington, Atlanta, San Fran, and Milwaukee. None of those were great spots. I kind of like this one for him. I'm going to kind of have some. Not like going to have a gazillion of them, probably, just because, you know, I really like the 8K tier a ton, but DeGrom's obviously a guy in play in this kind of spot.
Yeah, I agree. A guy that can, you know, that has built-in strikeouts. Like, he's going to have strikeouts in this game against a team that doesn't really strike out a bunch. You know, Angels coming into the East Coast now, so it's a spot that I like. I like DeGrom at home just about any time he pitches at home. The only thing is, like, the bullpen for the Mets is awful. The Mets bullpen might be worse than Detroit bullpen and Cincinnati bullpen, and that's saying a lot. It's just the Mets bullpen's terrible. As far as the Angels go, when DeGrom struggles, it's usually with right-handed power bats, and Mike Trout might be the best right-handed power bat in baseball.
Yeah, always in play for tournaments.
Yeah, it's just – you know, we look at DeGrom, and, you know, that's where he struggles. So, no BVP whatsoever against this would be the first time Trout sees DeGrom, too.
Yeah.
Any interest here in the bats from this game?
No, not really.
If you believe in BVP, Jose Reyes.
Yeah, Good luck with that. Let's move on.
All right, we are going to move on. Texas at Detroit. Nick Martinez against Daniel Norris. One of the colder games on the slate. This game is 55 degrees. The wind is blowing out 13 miles an hour, and Vegas expects a lot of runs in this game.
I don't. I think this is going to be an under spot. You know, not that either of these pitchers are in play by any means. I kind of just see this game finishing like 4-3, 5-4. I don't see a ton of upside here. I think these guys know how to limit the damage, and I think both are in really kind of good spots to do that.
Yeah, you look at Nick Martinez's numbers, and, you know, you always want to adjust to the lineup that he's going to see. He's going to see a bunch of righties here. So you look at Nick Martinez against righties dating back to last year, 0.7% soft to hard contact ratio. He has a 25% soft contact, 25.7% hard contact ratio. So, like you said, could limit the damage. He does give up home runs. I don't like this game, and I think it's going to be kind of popular.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't like this game either, and I think it's going to be very, very popular.
Oh, man. I can't believe we want to fade a total that's 9, but it makes a lot of sense. Daniel Norris, you know, gives up a lot of hard contact to righties, but he doesn't give up a bunch of home runs either. So, like, I just don't see chalky one-offs that, you know, are going to be chalky. I don't see a lot from this game outside of my boy JD Ramirez or JD Martinez, because he's freaking mashing the baseball right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that.
All right, moving on. Got Colorado heading to Cincinnati. Tyler Anderson against, yeah, that guy. Bonilla?
Bonilla, yeah.
Whatever. We have to watch the weather in this game, another game that could potentially have rain issues. This game's in the Great American Small Park. Any interest in the pitchers here?
No, Bonilla was not as terrible as I expected that first time out, and he's getting some Vegas respect in this spot, which I think is a little interesting at the very least.
Yeah, Anderson's a guy that I like to target on the road, but I can't do it here.
I kind of like Anderson in this spot, but it's the wrong ballpark, and I don't need him. Like, if Anderson had been available on Thursday's slate, I probably would have been all in on Anderson, but just given the slate dynamics, I think there's better pitchers on the board.
Would you play Hellickson over Anderson? Just say yes. Stop hating on Jeremy Hellickson.
No, I don't think I would, actually. I think
you're going to Derek Carty Jeremy Hellickson. He's going to throw a complete game shutout tomorrow.
Well, if he throws a complete game shutout, then hopefully you win the 150 Q, because I'd be stunned.
All right, let's talk bats in this game. What stands out to you here for Colorado?
Kind of nothing.
Oh, I think that's going to be kind of a mistake. If this game is okay with weather, I think Blackman and Arenado are definitely in play here.
Well, of course they're in play. I just don't – I really don't love any offenses yet. Like, I was kind of just scrolling through as you were talking, and I kind of was just looking for the offense that I was just, like, in love with. And it's really not on – it doesn't really exist yet. So this is kind of a day that I'm going to kind of have to dig into the advanced stats and see, like, you know, find a guy who profiles well against the team, because there's nothing really that's popping for me.
CJ, the offense is the next game. It's the
well, yeah,
team
other than that game. One.
Come
yes.
on.
Yeah, other than that one. That doesn't count.
Oh man, how many ways can I stack that team? It's going to be our conversation in the next game. Looking at the Reds here against Tyler Anderson, is there anything that you like?
Don't mind Duvall, but that'd really be about it.
Is Cozar hurt? Did he get hurt?
I think he got hurt in the game today. Yeah, but I wouldn't quote me on that.
Yeah, I think he did too. I think I remember seeing that he got hurt.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying too much attention, but I think that's what happened.
Yeah, he's the one guy that I love targeting against left-handed pitching. He really hits left-handed pitching well. He's very underrated shortstop, so he'd be the guy I have interest in.
Yeah, he is. Very
Suarez, too. He hits lefties as well, but Tyler Anderson's not your typical. He's a kind of a crafty lefty.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not exactly a spot that you're just desperately trying to attack.
All right, Washington at Atlanta. Gio Gonzalez against R.A. Dickey. Julio Teheran.
How much R.A. Dickey for you, Stevie?
Zero. Zelch. Nada. Zelch. None.
We were joking pre-show. It's Atlanta. It's 84 degrees. It's R.A. Dickey. It's not actually that humid, which is kind of nice. How many different ways do you want to stack the Nationals, Stevie?
Everybody except for Gio Gonzalez. Can't bat him.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at. You could fade Trey Turner in a stack. I think that's the thing I'm going to do because Dickey has a good history of holding on runners and kind of just hope that Trey Turner – I say that. I've tried this twice with Trey Turner. He's burned me exactly twice. So if I fade him, you should probably play him.
The only problem with, like, fading Turner is then you're, like, playing Anthony Rendon and then you're taking up your third base spot.
Well, I would take Wieters and just eat catcher. Lefty in that Atlanta ballpark is what I would do.
I guess that's fair. Trey Turner is 5K, so, like, you know, his price is definitely not, you know, by far not cheap.
Yeah, I think that's actually what I would do.
I don't think that's how I'm going to attack it. I think I'll play Turner. I'll eat some chalk here. Like, honestly, I'm going to have so many Washington exposure in this game. Like, if Washington scores a bunch of runs, then I'm just going to have a good night.
Are you worried about the poor BVP?
No.
It's very poor.
I don't even care.
I don't care either, but I figured we should. If we're going to note the positives, we probably should note the negatives. And don't skip Jason Wirth in your stacks, whatever you do.
Does he have don't good BVP?
13 for 27.
I'll take
do
that.
Do I need to say the rest?
No, that's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Man, Trey Turner's never faced him. That even adds even more to wanting to fade him.
Yeah, the problem is Wieters has been awful. I went and looked at that. So that's
yeah, but Rendon, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll be honest. I'm going to have Washington stacks that are going to have Turner. I'm going to have some that's not going to have Turner, but I love Washington every other way here. What's your thoughts here on Atlanta?
Matt Kemp is an interesting one-off spot, I think. Although in the Inciarte, talk about random guys who have BVP. 7 for 13.
No strikeouts. Okay. Yeah.
Against Gio, lefty on lefty crime. I like Kemp in this spot. So I would probably play Kemp as a one-off, but that's really about it.
All right. Yeah, this lineup's, you know, we're going to talk about it a lot probably over the next few weeks. You do the podcast with me 3 days a week, so we're going to be talking about the Braves and what this lineup's going to be doing without Freeman. Like, you know, Kemp does not have protection now. Like, Nick Markakis is just not protection. You know, it's this lineup's not going to be doing good. We'll have to see how it plays out. But moving on, Cleveland at Houston, Trevor Bauer against Charlie Morton. Morton, your boy, man, he's been doing well. You've been on it, you know, since the start of the season.
Yeah, I don't love this spot for Morton. I think it's fine, but Cleveland is a really good team. Getting a ballpark bump here, they can strike out a bunch, and Bradley Zimmer looks really good. I don't know if you watched that first series. I don't think I can go to Morton here. I think there's better options, but I think he's firmly in play if you want to go that way.
Yeah, fair enough. Man, there's a lot. The problem with Morton today is there's so many pitchers on the slate that I like more than him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, there's like four or five guys that I just like more and I would rather go to war with than Morton. But it's not like I wouldn't be – I kind of would rather attack Cleveland than play Morton.
You know, as much as I love Chris Sale, like just in general, like he's attacking hitters and stuff again, I don't think today is necessarily a day that you have to pay over 10K for two pitchers.
Like, nope, I think I agree.
Perfectly okay. We'll taking like two middle range pitchers today.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more.
Cleveland bats. What are we looking at here?
I kind of like the stack. I just the lefties too. There's so many of them. We know when Morton gets in trouble, it's against left-handed bats, and like it could be as many as seven in this lineup against Morton. And it's a ballpark shift in their favor. It's really sneaky. Like I kind of. The thing is, though, like the problem is, I want to play Bradley Zimmer. Like, looked really good in that series earlier this week. You know, it was only like his second game, but he looked really good. Came back after a 3-strikeout game in his debut, and then went 2 for 4 with a home run and a double in game two. And he's still 2,100. on FanDuel, and they bumped him up to 31 on DraftKings, so he's not as free, but he's got some power. He's a top prospect. So, like, the problem is I would want to play him, and it kind of makes it an awkward little stack to play him because then I kind of have to go skip Edwin and Chisenhall. So, yeah, I'm not so sure what I'm going to do with that.
Fair enough.
I like Houston a lot, though. Kind of bad lead there.
Yeah, I like Houston a lot as well. I like Josh Reddick and Brian McCann a lot. Trevor Bauer continues to give up a ton of hard contact to left-handed bats. And McCann, like one of those catchers that you can play that has that home run upside. So, like, I like Reddick and McCann a lot, but you're not going to count out, like, Altuve, Springer, and Correa and those guys either.
Beltran, this would be a great day for them to give Marwin the start so you can start get that quick lefty stack in there.
There you go. Moving on, Kansas City at Minnesota, Nathan Carnes against Hunter Santiago. 8 total in this game, 55 degrees, wind blowing in 11 miles an hour. You want to talk about Carnes or you want me to talk about him?
I mean, I love him. The question is just how chalky is he going to be? Like, he's been unreal this year. You know, he's been what we freaking want him to be every other year. Like, he's finally just throwing that curveball all the time for strikeouts. Good, and it's just making him so much more unpredictable. And get him into a big ballpark against a team that can strike out, like, what's there not to like?
The devil advocate in me is going to tell you pitch count's not what's not to like, but the strikeouts and the 30-point upside is there. Like, you wanted to know what's not to like, and it's the under 100 pitch count hook that he's been getting this year. That's the only thing not to like about the guy. He's been able to put up 30 points on DraftKings with a 95 to 100 pitch, you know, kind of hook. But, you know, I was just playing devil's advocate, to be honest.
I agree.
What about Hector Santiago? I know we don't need him on this slate.
No, stop it.
Let me finish.
Play him. Don't consider him. Don't. No, I'm not going to let you finish. I'm not going to have one poor listener talk about you listening to you talking about Hunter Santiago in a positive light.
I wasn't going to say play him. Can I finish now?
Fine.
All right. Hector Santiago, a lefty against Kansas City. Just because Hector Santiago's not good, CJ, don't go out of your way to play the Royals here. They suck against left-handed pitching.
Just play Salvador Perez. They have some decent one-offs in this spot. They have Jorge Soler. They have Salvador Perez. I don't hate to play those one-offs. They finally showed a little life today against Montgomery. God, that guy is so good. But we'll be on. I love him. But I don't hate the Perez and Soler one-offs. They're still too cheap.
Salvador Perez or Brian McCann?
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me play a marginal play against your favorite play on the slate. Oh, yes. My favorite play on the slate is going to win, Stevie.
Soler against Aviasel, Garcia against Miranda.
Because
they're the same price.
Same price?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, don't worry. Garcia is like, he's 3,600 on DraftKings today against a pitcher that gives up home runs to power righties.
Man, Soler's been swinging a hot bat, though. I'm just saying that. All right, let's move on.
Soler has power upside. I don't disagree. San Francisco at St. Louis, Matt Moore against Michael Wacha.
This game's not going to play.
Really?
No chance.
Okay. We'll have to see what Kevin Roth says. I want this game to play. I want this game to play so bad because I feel like these two guys could gain some traction. I think they're terrible plays.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I really just want this game to play so I can just fade it. Like, I want the weather to go away. Like, give me green yellow here, Kevin Roth. Tell me this game's going to be fine, please.
Yes, you can play some other guys.
Yeah, I just want to fade this game. Like, I just want to fade this game. I want people to play this game. This game's awful.
Fair enough.
I don't even want to spend any time on it. We're moving on. Boston at Oakland. Chris Sale against Kendall Graveman. Chris Sale, best pitcher on the slate by far if you're not playing salary cap formats.
Yeah. He's also 13K on DraftKings, which makes you pause.
It just tells you how good he's really been this year. Like, all this bull crap about him pitching to contact last year, like, he said, bye, Chicago White Sox. Hello, Boston. I'm throwing the ball by people again.
And the Red Sox are like, welcome. Welcome aboard. It's been a pleasure to watch him.
Yeah, like, you know, thank you. Like, you know, this pitch, that pitch to contact stuff was so frustrating when playing Chris Sale. Like you got like an extra two or three like innings maybe when he was doing that, but it's just like, give me the 10 strikeouts instead of the 5 strikeouts with one extra inning. Who cares?
Yep.
I'm guessing you have no interest here in Kendall Graveman.
No, but I don't know if I want to stack against him either.
Yeah, massive ground ball rate against righties, doesn't strike out a lot of right-handed bats, 13%, doesn't strike out a lot of lefties, but he's a ground ball pitcher. Big ballpark, ground ball pitcher, Boston prices are a little up. Like, I could see fading Boston here.
Once again, there's just no offense that I'm just, other than Washington, that I'm just like excited to roster.
There's one more, CJ. There's one more.
There's one more.
One more.
Oh, wait.
One
yes.
more.
I mean, we'll talk about that.
Arizona at San Diego, Walker against Weaver. I think you were actually thinking I was going to talk about Arizona in this game. So, Walker, another guy that has massive strikeout upside on the slate.
Wait. Arizona wasn't the team you're thinking about?
No. Obviously, they're facing Jared Weaver. They're in play. They're one of the top offenses on the slate, but it's not the team that I like.
Oh, interesting. Okay. This just depends on what they'll like. I like Walker against San Diego. You know, a lot of K upside. If you're looking for a 1% tournament stack, San Diego's the stack because Walker can get blown up at any time. But I think he's a good tournament option. He'll be lower owned than the Carnes tier. And we know how much the Padres strike out.
No, he struck out 11 of them earlier after that game against San Diego. Like, he's been awful in his next three starts, Pittsburgh, Colorado, and Washington. The game loggers might not like him here.
Well, that's good. I hope they don't.
You know, Colorado, Washington, at Colorado and at Washington, two places you don't kind of want to pitch, you know, against those teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Walker firmly in play. Jared Weaver firmly not in play here. Jared Weaver sucks. Stack as many Arizona bats as you can get in your lineup here.
It depends how bad. If we get the stupid bad lineup with Mathis and Ahmed and Descalso, I'm out. I'm tired of rostering that crap lineup and watching it do nothing. It doesn't have any power upside. Like, if it goes all Kansas City on me, fine. But, like, if it's like the one on the projected lineup page where we get Herman and Drury. Like, okay, like that one at least has some power upside. But if we get that slap hitting one, I'm out.
Yeah, I would really like to see Chris Herman catch. That'd be awesome.
We never get Herman when we want him. So, like, I'm not even going to, like, not
get
even
excited
like,
about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even going to think about it or get excited about it. He did have a walk-off the other night that helped me a lot yesterday or the day before, whenever it was.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't like anybody from San Diego outside of, like you said, 1% stack. When Walker gets shelled, he gets shelled.
Yep, exactly.
All right, moving on. Chicago at Seattle. Jose Quintana against Ariel Miranda. Any interest in either one of these pitchers?
Don't hate the idea of Quintana, but I can't say I've actually looked into him much. So I'd have to kind of go look at what he's been doing this year, to be honest.
Well, they add an extra righty with Cano out of the lineup, you know? Like, whether yeah. he – I guess it'd be Motter, but, yeah, like, it just adds another righty.
He's been pitching pretty good, though, with tough matchups.
Yeah, I've used him a bunch of
times. I don't know. I think he's fine. I wouldn't be, like, desperately trying to roster him. What's his price?
$9,700. No way you're playing him there.
Yeah, probably not. Let's see on FanDuel.
I haven't even looked at FanVille today. I'm guessing you have no interest in Miranda.
No.
One thing.
Actually, I probably should though, but I don't.
No, you shouldn't. Lefty Why? Against the White Sox.
Oh, that's right. Lefty against the White Sox. Yeah. Sorry, I was just thinking about how bad the White Sox normally suck.
Yeah, you know that team that I was telling you that I like? White Sox. Like, Miranda, I
praise the boldness of the take. I will probably be watching it from the sidelines, but I don't hate it.
So I say I like the White Sox. I like the 4-5-6, whether it be Frazier or Davidson. I like Abreu, Garcia, and whether it's Frazier or Davidson. I guess they get a DH, so it'd be both of them.
I just don't have a take at hitting. Like, I just don't have, like, a take. I don't have this spot that I just, like, it's not the spot I'm just gravitating towards.
You don't like this slate. You're gonna have to do some research.
Yeah, kind of feeling like that. Like, the spot I actually feel most confident about is Pittsburgh, and that's more of a bat, like, Hellickson's not going to pitch well than a Pittsburgh goes, scores 12 runs and wins the slate take.
God, you got to get on board with me, man. It's gonna.
Yeah, you are just dead wrong. You are like, I don't even know, who was this guy we rolled out today, his name, for the Red Sox? Like, you're that wrong.
No, that was really wrong.
Yeah, I kind of think you're really wrong here.
You have nothing to back up what you want to say with Hellickson. Nothing. Like, you said Josh Bell. Okay, I agree. Josh Bell's good.
That Vegas says that they're projected to score 4.6 runs. You know what? You want to know where 4.6 runs stands on this slate? That is the same total as Baltimore. That is a higher total than the Yankees. That is a higher total than the Mets. That's a higher total than both teams in Cincinnati. That's higher than the Astros. That's
Vegas line.
That's higher than the Red Sox. That's higher than the Diamondbacks. Like,
I'm gonna make you.
You just told me we're shocked, and this team has a higher projected run total than them. All of those.
Yeah. Well, Vegas is wrong.
Yeah, well,
watch the sharps.
I certainly will not get rich saying Vegas is wrong. Like, you know, sometimes you'll believe it and be right, but the majority of the time you're not.
Miami at any Seattle bats against Quintana, Nelson Cruz against the lefty, death and taxes. So yes.
Yeah, that's about it.
Miami at LA, Justin Nicolino against Alex Wood. Alex Wood, the biggest favorite on the slate today. Any interest here?
I hope to God people play Alex Wood.
Well, they're going to play. He's going to be super.
Please be like 50%, because surely there's no power bats on this Miami team that can have your guy give up two or three runs really quickly, like Ryu tonight. Not at all. It's not a guy with an injury history. Yeah, no, definitely no risk there with Alex Wood. No risk at all, guys.
He's going to be the chalk. Like, he is the chalk.
God, I hope so. You know how easy it is to pivot off Alex Wood at freaking 9,400 to Severino, Walker, Carnes? Like, please, please, I will gladly fade Alex Wood. Hell, I don't even hate the Miami stack. I really don't.
I don't know if I can go that far. Like, I'm with you on fading him. I can't go that far, though.
Yeah, Alex Wood sucks. Like, what has Alex Wood ever done to, like...
Alex Wood doesn't
suck. Oh, he struck out 10 Rockies. Woo!
Alex Wood doesn't suck.
He struck out 11 against the Pirates. Oh, I'm so scared. I'm so impressed. Like,
just like Jeremy Hellickson is going to do on this slate.
Yeah, right.
He's really not going to strike out 11. I'm standing by my take, though. Like, there's a 100% chance I'd play him in a queue tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. Right? Hey, that's, he'll be low-owned. I promise you that.
Ozuna Stanton, definitely in play against the lefty every time.
Real Muto.
He sucks against lefties, though. Like, I know it's...
He's been, not going to suck.
He's been bad against lefties since the start of last year, I will say.
Don't make me use the Cardi argument. Please. Don't.
Sample size.
He'll be fine. There's Who nothing to indicate that he will continue to be terrible.
All right, fair enough. I'm not playing him here, but fair enough. Dodgers.
So you play Ozuna Stanton without Realmuto?
Yes.
That's insane.
Why? Because Realmuto's gonna bat. He's gonna bat second, and Yelich about third, and Ozuna and Stanton about fourth and fifth.
Yeah, that's an awesome little three man right there. Just play the three man.
Aye.
Play Realmuto, Ozuna, Stanton.
Outside, all right, Dodgers, what are we looking at here?
I'm not playing the Dodgers. Nope. I know Nicolino's terrible, but Turner left this game hurt, and the lineup's just going to get weird looking. Like, it's not going to, like, just depends how chalky they get, I guess.
They won't be chalky.
Do they have the highest run total on the slate? Yes, they will.
They're not going to, I doubt.
Yes, they will.
Okay, so Arizona's chalky against Weaver, right?
Yes.
No doubt about it.
The Dodgers are chalky. Or the
Washington.
The Diamondbacks might not be chalk, by the way, but it's Dodgers, Diamondbacks.
We have a game in Cincinnati with terrible pitching.
I don't think that's chalk at all.
Texas, Detroit with a massive total.
Detroit will be chalk. That's the third team. Those are the three teams I think they're going to be high owned.
Baltimore, Toronto. Like, the Dodgers are not going to be chalk. They're on the West Coast.
There's no ownership there, Stevie.
Oh, my gosh. We definitely don't agree with this slate.
Yeah, I will gladly make an ownership bet on you versus, like, Dodgers versus Baltimore, Dodgers versus, I mean, Detroit might be close, but, like, definitely the Cincy game. But you got to see what the weather is there. Obviously, that would be a huge impact. But I forgot Washington. So it's Washington, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Detroit. Those are the four teams with the highest ownership.
I don't think
people are going to be on Baltimore in this spot.
I don't think people are going to be on the Dodgers in this spot, even with Nick.
They always are on the Dodgers. We say this every time. And then every time, everyone plays these bad righties against lefties. Nicolino doesn't strike anyone out. Like, people are going to absolutely go there. They're always underpriced. Like, they're absolutely, absolutely going to go there.
My favorite Dodger is Chris Taylor, and he's freaking priced up. Like, I'm so mad that Chris Taylor's 3,700 and not 3,200.
No, it's good. It's about time. Like, thank you, DraftKings. Like, no. These prices are way better. Good job.
Kiki Hernandez is 28. But, like,
this is how you fit Chris Sale. They're going to be chalky.
Maybe two of them. Maybe. Maybe Kiki would be chalky, but not the team. Seager's expensive. Bellinger's expensive. They're all expensive. Like,
but they're not going to roster those guys. They're going to roster the Chris Taylors, the Enrique Hernandezes, the Franklin Gutierrezes of the world.
Oh, man. All right. Let's play some Home Run Derby. Then we got a draft to do. Did you send me a draft yet?
I did not, but I can do it right now.
Okay, you send it. You have first pick in Home Run Derby today, I think. I think I had first pick Tuesday.
All right.
No Coors Field, so don't have to worry about that.
We're not including the 1 o'clock game. I don't even know who's playing in that.
It's the Cubbies, and it's going to rain.
Yeah, well, we're not playing. We're not you in it, because I don't even know who that was playing.
Yeah, it's Milwaukee and Chicago.
Okay, good to know. Stevie TPFL, my 29-17-1 record. Always looks nice.
It's catching back up to you, though. All those auto drafts starting to catch up to you.
Oh, you have more excuses than, like, oh, my God.
Oh, I get first pick today.
Yeah, you get first pick in this every damn day.
Yeah, I wonder who I'm going to take.
Yeah, what a shocker. I took Chris Sale.
Shocking. You know, just absolute shocking.
Yeah, well, all right. That means I'm going to take Paul Goldschmidt. And I'm going to take Bryce Harper. Where are you, Bryce? There you are.
All right. I'm going to take my second pitcher. God, I wish I knew what the weather was going to do in that Cincinnati game. Oh, well, if you took Harper, I got to take Daniel Murphy.
That's good, because I wanted Zimmerman. And then I'm going to take Carnes with the first one, and then I'm going to think on the second one.
You want Alex Wood with the second one, don't you?
He's in consideration.
All right, take Jake Lamb, who is finally starting to warm back up. And, man, there's a lot of options here. I'm going to play it safe because I really don't know what's going to happen with that Cincinnati-Colorado game. That game really worries me. I'm going to take another hot bat in JD Martinez.
Let's see. So the DK salaries would want me to take Quintana. Or Wood. You know what? I'm going to take Severino. Where are you at?
Man. I really wanted you to take Alex Wood over Severino.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I tried.
I can't wait till Ryan Zimmerman hits 2 home runs and wins this for me. You're going to be very tilted.
No, I wouldn't. If Ryan Zimmerman hits 2 home runs, I'm going to be happy as hell.
Yeah.
So. I'm a game back up after beating you by 100 on Monday, so.
We haven't had a close matchup, like, in weeks. It's been one-way blowouts for a while now.
It has. all right, let's play some Home Run Derby. No Coors Field on the slate, so don't have to worry about that. And
you want to ban Washington and make this really interesting?
Yeah, we can ban Washington. That's fun.
All right, awesome. Make it a little. I personally would just take 3 Washington bats, and that's boring.
We would have 1 through 6. Right. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna go off the board just to really piss you off right at the start. I'm gonna go Josh Bell.
Yeah, fine with me. That's a good 0. Let's see. I'm gonna go Jake Lamb.
No,
I didn't think you were gonna let me have it. I don't really. I guess I'll take Goldie. I didn't want to, but I knew if I didn't take him, you were going to take him. And then I'll go Avisaíl Garcia.
Okay. I will take JD Martinez.
Nope.
Didn't think so. Wanted to get that veto out of the way.
Yeah, no problem. He's on fire.
Let me take Brian McCann.
I like it.
And let me take a game we kind of talked about very quickly, kind of ignored, and I'm kind of starting to warm up back to it a little bit. Michael Conforto.
Yeah, I like that pick.
Yeah, the Mets are kind of a team I think that's going to grow on me as the day goes.
Yeah, in Alaska, I could see that.
Yeah, I guess they hit sliders first, but I can see myself warming up to that idea.
I don't know if this guy's going to play. He's not going to play. That's my problem. Like, I know this guy's not going to play, so hold on. I got to choose somebody else. I was going to say Chirinos, but he started on Thursday. There's no way they're going to play him in back-to-back games.
I could DH him. They've done that once already this year.
Yeah. Do you want me to pick 2 people? I'll say Chirinos, and if he plays, him, and then if he doesn't
play. I assume you would want – I mean, what else are you going to take? If you take, like, a Ryan Rua, I would allow you to have the combination because one of them will play.
Sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, okay. And if they both play, you get Chirinos.
Yeah, for sure. I was just – like, Daniel Norris, when he struggles, you know, it is against righties.
It's home runs. Yeah. Yeah. And you didn't really want to take – you didn't want to really take Napoli or Lucroy. So I know you're
definitely don't want to take Lucroy. Like, I would really love to see Chirinos, like, somehow crack that lineup today.
It's possible. If Napoli plays first and they DH Chirinos, it's possible.
Because he's super cheap, too.
Yeah. I don't hate that idea.
He'd be a guy that we could look at, in tournaments for sure. So, all right, that's going to do it here. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, a lot of good pitching on this slate. Not a ton of, like, super, super obvious offenses.
Washington, uber chalk. I agree with you there. Like, it's going to be insane how chalky Washington is on the slate.
It's such a big slate, too. So, like, maybe it's one of those spots where they come in at like 18, 19% and you just go the other way. But I have a feeling that, like, the Washington ownership is just going to vary dramatically on buying. Like, lower stuff might be 20 and the higher stuff, like 40, 45.
Yeah, I'm going to be overweight on Washington, whether they're 20, 40, or 50%. I don't care.
This reminds me of, like, this last Friday. We were talking about the Diamondbacks. Like, oh, they have to be so chalky, and then Jimenez ownership comes in, and they're all, like, 17. You're just like, well, then I'm going to go the other way.
I am. That's how I am on Washington today.
No, I completely agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, I think I would probably do the same thing if I saw an ownership like that. But I don't know. There's a couple of sneaky offenses I kind of got to do some research on. So we'll see.
Oh, and I'm min cash day, baby. Velasquez min cash. I'm all for it.
How did you min cash with Velasquez? What the hell happened?
Gene Segura, baby. And Kendrys Morales. I played Morales against Tehran.
Oh, did Segura hit a walk-off?
No, he just scored 22 points. Did he hit a walk-off? No, he had a home run earlier.
Who ended the game? Oh, it was a pinch hitter.
But yeah, is the slate over? I got there.
Slate's over?
Slate's over. All right, everyone.
3% Jimmy Buffett day did not go as well as it should have.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, we're going to get out of here. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys on Monday.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.